PGA golfer Andrew Putnam took a huge step in his career last season. The Tacoma, Washington native went from 79th on the world rankings in 2018 to 44th last year. And in the process, the 30-year-old qualified for his dream tournament, the 2020 Masters in Augusta, Georgia. Hello, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. Thanks so much for dropping by. This show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for all the info you need at WWIB.com. Andrew Putnam's back with me on the show today from Palm Springs, California. This week's stop on the PGA Tour. So you've been a pro, Andrew, since 2011. Give us the inside scoop. Tell us what life is like on the tour, you know, with the grind of trying to make the cut every week, earning enough money to support your family and pay expenses. What's that like?
Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, we're obviously blessed to be out here and play a game for our living. But, you know, a lot of traveling, you know, a lot of us have families. So spending a lot of time in hotel rooms and on the road. And so, you know, it's a very unique lifestyle that not a lot of people experience. It's all that I kind of ever know. So it's normal to me, but a lot of ups and downs. I think in golf, there's a lot of highs and there's a lot of lows. There's not a lot of just, not a lot of just mundane, points in golf. I feel like it's kind of a roller coaster, and so sometimes it's hard to stay level-headed, and that's why we need, you know, friends and support around us to help keep us level-headed, like I said, and keep us positive. And it's a long year, so, you know, in golf, typically your year is defined by, you know, a couple really good weeks, and you kind of have to maximize those moments, but a lot of the other time, you're you know, it's a game that you can't perfect, so it can be challenging and it can be frustrating, as some people might know who listen to this. They've played golf before. Even the pros get lost and don't know what they're doing sometimes. So, but you know, it's a great life. We get to go to a lot of amazing cities and, you know, experience a lot of great weather and. You know, the tournaments we go to are, you know, run so well and they treat us so great. So, you know, overall, it's a great lifestyle. And, you know, as long as we can make it work, we're going to be doing it. And got our little 10-month-old with us on the road and trying to learn how to navigate that whole challenge of being in hotel rooms with a baby and everything. But, it's a lot of fun to be able to bring the family to work every week. I mean, not everyone gets to do that, so definitely lucky and blessed.
That's great. And the mental aspect, Andrew, of doing what you're doing, it's got to be ginormous. You think of the tension of that pressure putt or a tight approach to the green and trying to make the cut every week. How do you deal with the mental aspect of this game?
Yeah, that is... That is an extremely important part, you know, keeping level-headed and being able to have a mindset where you can succeed, you know, down the stretch and pressure. And that's just something that I think you got to learn through. You got to learn through experience and through, you know, a lot of failing. I think that's the greatest teacher is, you know, being in position to have a good finish and not succeeding and trying to figure out what was going on in your mind, your head, or your body in that moment. And, you know, just over and over going through those experiences is something that teaches you how to handle the moment and how to, you know, we tend to be fearful in situations that we need to, you know, take on some risk and go for, you know, maybe a shot or try to make a birdie or something. Sometimes our human instincts try to protect and try to preserve where we're at, and that actually leads to making more mistakes and trying to, you know, control where the ball's going, and you kind of steer it off the tee or something instead of playing free. But that's all stuff you kind of learn through experience and learn being in the moment.
Yeah, it's tough enough for us weekend toughers here. Hard to imagine what it's like for you guys who have to make a living doing what you're doing, but I know you enjoy it. Andrew Putnam, the PGA golfer, back with me here on Sports and Commentary. And last time you talked about your brother Michael, who's been on tour. Another brother's been a PGA Tour caddy. So how did the Putnam family of Tacoma, Washington become so immersed in this game of golf? I think we'll save that for next time here, Andrew, if we can. So thanks for being here. We'll talk again soon. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.